Karl Lagerfeld, creative director of Chanel and Fendi and one of the fashion industry's most prolific figures, has died at the age of 85. As well as being a creative juggernaut in the heady world of haute couture, he was instantly recognisable for his own look, with that slick-back silver ponytail, black fingerless leather gloves, apparently made his arms look longer, and skinny boy trousers. Paddy Huntingdon is an Australian-based fashion journalist who had many encounters with Karl Lagerfeld over the years. She joins us this morning. Paddy, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. Very, very sad news. And even though he did skip his runway appearance last month at the haute couture shows, with the house citing that he was tired, I think everyone actually thought he would go on forever.
Well, he hasn't, and for many in the fashion world, I think Karl Lagerfeld, it's fair to say, was a godlike figure. Do you think that's overstating it?
Oh, look, there's a lot of hubris in fashion, and the term icon is used a lot, but I mean, they really don't become much more iconic than Karl, do they? I mean, if you look at the kind of cartoon figure that he created around himself, and look, that, you know, that skinny boy silhouette is actually something, really of the last sort of 15 to 20 years, when he was a much larger man for quite a while. And as soon as a younger designer by the name of Eddie Slimane became very famous in Paris at the house of Christian Dior for his very skinny menswear silhouette, Lagerfeld suddenly announced, look, I'm going to lose weight because I want to fit into Hedy Slimane. And, I think he did a book about his weight loss tips and stuff. So, the starched high collars and that's right, the powdered ponytail, which, I've interviewed him a number of times. And, he really was an extraordinary figure in fashion. And now he's gone.
Let's go to what made him extraordinary. I love this tag. Vogue crowned him the, quote, unparalleled interpreter of the mood of the moment. What made him that, do you think? What did he do to earn that descriptor?
Well, I think, the fact that, so many designers, the term is artistic director, this is really something that was kind of invented in the 20th century when you had all these very big fashion houses where the founders died suddenly, for example, in the case of Christian Dior, died, from a heart attack at a very young age and then, left the brand and then someone had to reinterpret it. But he did that with so many brands. He did launch his own brand eventually. I'm not sure how many people realise there's an Australian connection here, because in 1954 he won one of the categories in an international wool secretariat competition in Paris, the same competition which brought Yves Saint Laurent sort of to the forefront, in the fashion industry. Then he went on to work as an assistant to Pierre Balmain then worked as a designer of couturier at Jean Patou, and then, he worked for the French house of Chloé for many years. Fendi, the Italian fur and leather house, he started working for them in 1965 and was still working for them.
He's famous, I suppose, mostly for transforming the house of Chanel.
Exactly.
What did he do with Chanel that made his reputation and made that an industry leader?
Well, Chanel, her house was closed during the war, like many other couturiers, and then she sort of reinvented herself in her 70s. And then she died at the age of 87, so he was just 2 years younger than her, and she was also working on her last collections. It had sort of, faded from the headlines, but suddenly you had this younger designer. I think he was in his 40s when he took over. And in fact, here's another Australian connection. His very first collection for Chanel in 1983, he used an opal print by Australian designer Jenny Key in the lining of, yeah. So he was connected. He was always connected to the zeitgeist. And, even to the very end, the Chanel shows were renowned for their incredible sets. I mean, they built everything from a rocket ship to bringing in ice, multi-ton iceberg from Sweden. I mean, obviously that's just the sort of, the theatrics of the show. But he, he made Chanel relevant for the modern era. And, closely observing the house codes. I mean, a lot of designers, there's so much ego. And that's not to say that, Karl Lagerfeld didn't have an ego.
I think he did.
He did, and he didn't. He didn't admit to his actual age until a couple of years ago. He was horrified when it was, documents revealed that he was born in 1933. But so many, designers want to have their own brands. I mean, he made a career of working for other people, launched his own brand eventually, and became. But he was a gun for hire, and really. When he was working for Chloe, Chloe. I mean, at one point, Women's Wear Daily, I think it was 1969, Women's Wear Daily, the trade Bible, who I actually write for, declared Karl Lagerfeld was the most original ready-to-wear designer in Paris. He was applauded in the 70s for ushering a new era with sort of separates and loose cardigans. He was amazing at tailoring. And respecting those house codes of Chanel, which, of course, is always the tweed suit.
Yep.
But he did many things with that and made it relevant for younger generations. I mean, the same can't be said for perhaps other designers of his vintage. You know, yep. Valentino's moved on from his brand. He also did many other things. I mean, he was an expert photographer who photographed the campaigns for Fendi and Chanel. He was an illustrator. He surrounded himself, I think, with a team of young people and kept very much up to date with what was happening.
An extraordinary creative and extraordinary life. Paddy, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Paddy Huntington, she's a fashion journalist. She's interviewed Karl Lagerfeld on a number of times. He was, of course, renowned for his wit, his acerbic wit. There's an entire book, in fact, fashioned from his quotes, and this one I do love. He says, sweatpants are a sign of defeat. You lost control of your life, so you bought some sweatpants. I hate that. You're listening to RM Breakfast. Karl Lagerfeld has died overnight in Paris at the age of 85.